this group, you know, US papers in, you know, ranked in OMS, it's not ranked, so what should we put your application in? You can put my application in there and you can get hired. Well, just put your name there, you never know, like, just do it. They're like, oh, whatever. So, make my application, send it in. A couple months later, they called me, went in for an interview, went back again, and I got hired.
Thank you. for the opportunity to be in the house of the Lord tonight, being a pillar church in the body of Christ. And really, I need the Lord knew exactly what it's going to take to be able to bring it to that place to where we all need to be in our life. And it seems like, you know, we don't have to be in that lowly, you know, cut down place, but to recognize that that's truly what we are. We are absolutely insignificant in our God. It's absolutely amazing how God can truly do anything really with anything and take any situation and change it to whatever He needs it to be in your life so that you can get what you need in order to be able to make it to the next step the next day. And I want to get up and welcome you all and let everybody know that this is just a regular service. This is a regular experience. This is how it, how it always is, how it always should be, where if we have an open mic and an open pulpit, not just to youth, but the congregation of God's people, because we never know what the Holy Ghost has in store. You know, Sister Sharon can have a testimony that can help, Sister Lisa or, whoever, it doesn't matter. But let the Lord use you, let the Holy Ghost, come in. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, talk to somebody about it that does, let me tell you, it changes your life. God's Spirit living inside of you, that renewed mind, that Spirit that gives you peace at night when you go to sleep. There's nothing that can. Me personally, I've tried a lot of different things, tried to change my appearance, tried to change the music that I listen to, whatever I could to try and, no pair of shoes, no belt, no wallet, whatever could really make me anything that better than what I was. I was trying to fill something in my life, and that Holy Ghost, that oh-so-sweet Holy Ghost can come in and cleanse away, not just set to the side or set your baggage on the door, but it's like the trash disposal. It gets rid of it completely. And I'm just so thankful for the Holy Ghost tonight. Brother, I really just wanted to be able to share this with y'all. I know a lot of y'all have internet, and I've been able to see this, but before we go any further, I wanted to take part one of what was the last youth meeting and just be able to roll it right in there next. I wanted to, as they're preparing up there, go ahead and let y'all see the video. I think earlier it was Brother Chad and I seen it, but it revised it a little bit and put a song to Sister Krista's testimony. Sister Krista Perry's testimony, and what just what we're fixing to watch, you can stand still, you can even feel it today, just even thinking about it, it just blessed me still. I remember where I was sitting right over there, when you felt that sweet Holy Ghost, be able to say, very vividly, she could have used any situation we got in her heart to say, if you have bitterness, if you have anger, if you have pain, she didn't say, if you're struggling with this addiction, one of the true problems that we have, especially me, that being a man is being able to hold grudges or being able to hold pride. And that was the thing that God just pointed out of her voice specifically, was those things. And it seemed like a lot of people were able to get deliverance from that thing. And if you still have that tonight, even as we go throughout the service, if you feel like you have those things in your life and you want to be able to get some release, be able to move on in the Lord, because a lot of times, the only people that's frustrating ourselves is us. We're the only ones holding on to our shackles and chains a lot of times when God has already released us. So tonight, if you want to get free, feel free to get free.
Show great wants us to yield and surrender. He just wants to surrender our mind and put our mind and bring it back. But there's supposed to be talking about there's different things about unity. Bring your spirit in unity. Let's all get our minds together and pull for the spirit. Help these young people pull them through. Because it can be done. I've seen it many, many times. And I'm so thankful that we're having this youth meeting. I talked to a young man at Gilbert's the other day. And he goes to the big church on the interstate.
something in your way, He's going to help you, not the world. And when He shows you something, you got to obey it. The way it brings you to your knees. Brother Daniels, I have been there where you are, doing drinking and drugs. Thank you. think the space of society now that makes God out to be a superhero, Jesus, what would Jesus do, and all this stuff. But Jesus was a stern man. And then my mind goes to Luke, or to the nobleman's and nobleman's ten pounds, where Jesus starts talking about almost like a parable, how he gives out 10 pounds to this one servant, and so he leaves for a couple of years, where it works out. And he said to him, "Thou good servant," so Luke 19:17, "because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over." He had used the 10 pounds and traded and gave him 10 pounds. Now also the next servant, he had, when he left the city, he gave that servant 5 pounds. When he came back, he gained 5 pounds in trade. And then he gave the third servant 1 pound. And then he came down, and another came saying, "Lord, behold, here is 5 pounds which I've kept laid up in heaven. For I fear thee, because thou art an austere man, thou takest up thou lettest not down, reapest that thou dost not sow." And he said unto him, "Out of thine own mouth why judge thee, thou wicked servant, thou knewest thou was an austere man, taking up that not laid down, and reaping for I did not sow." What is happening is that the nobleman is chastising the third man. He didn't use his talents. And it kind of felt kind of funny. I mean, a lot of us here have these talents that we don't use, that we could use to lift up the name of God, and instead, including myself, we sit in the pews. All of us. None of us, I think, really use all the talents God gave us, and God chastises us for that. In this parable or story, I want to say that I'm just thankful for God, and I know sometimes it's hard. Real hard deal, and Anthony were saying that the psalm was a verb, the psalm was going to be not weary and well done. That's a verb, actually. And so I think the verse is for instance. Times on the long, I'm definitely going to prolong and be not weary and well done. I feel sorry for this one. I'm not sorry, but our respect goes out to a lot of mothers. How they go through all their lives, and a lot of them get things, and stuff like that. But I saw it for a long time. Not weary and well doing that. Really meant a lot to me growing up, just seeing that. And I've always thought, always seen that, always meant a lot to me. And I'm thankful to be here tonight. I'm thankful for my brothers and sisters. Thank you. disappeared on me. I mean, I really love them. It's like, if you love somebody with all your heart, I love him with all my heart. He meant that much to me. So when that happened, I got really bitter. And even though it was only about 5, I guess you don't have to be a certain age to live bitter. Decided that